So Bregman in there now. Nobody out. Runner on first base with Pinto. Hard-throwing right-hander in the stretch position. He's all set now, and the pitch to Bregman is ripped to left center field. That's going to go all the way into the gap as McCann chugs into third base, and Bregman with a double, a ringing double to get things going after this long rain delay.
Now, another Astros podcast.
After an hour and 52-minute rain delay, Alex Bregman, first pitch fastball, rips it into left center field, picking up his 23rd double of the season.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And a long rain delay in the fourth inning, and the Astros were leading going into that rain delay. And then after the delay, kind of put the game away with those 5 2-out runs in the fourth inning.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible because the Bregman hit on 0-2 after a couple-hour rain delay was difficult against a pitcher that he hadn't seen before. Gets the double. We sent up Whitey to pinch hit. He gets out. And then Altuve comes through with a really, really important two-out hit. So it's, you know, this team continues to put up big numbers with good at-bats and put games away when we have the opportunity. And that started with that inning after the rain delay.
You mentioned Altuve, his second straight four-hit game yesterday. He's hitting .507 in July.
Pitch to Altuve is wrapped into left center field. That's a base hit. McCann will score. They're going to send Bregman, and he'll make it easily. No throw as Altuve knocks in a pair and makes it a 5-1 ball game.
3-2, and Altuve lines it into center field for a base hit. On his way to third, Aoki. He's around third and coming home. Aoki, the throw to the plate, not in time, slides in. No tag applied. It's an RBI single for Altuve, his third hit of the night, and it's 10-1 Astros.
So he's got 7 hits in his last 2 games now, Altuve.
And, I mean, we've all seen him be hot. I don't know that any of us have seen him quite this hot.
Yeah, I'm not sure you could do that on a video game if you tried. I mean, and he's doing it on a nightly basis here. And when he gets like this, you know, fans love it, players love it, coaches love it. You know, and he's enjoying himself. He's getting good pitches to hit, and he's not missing them. So I'm amazed by his consistency in going line to line and drawing walks. He's hitting every pitch, fastball, curveball, slider, change. You know, he's got to be as locked in as anybody in the league.
Now, you lose your starter Brad Peacock after the nearly 2-hour rain delay, but Joe Musgrove was a really big part of that ball game. Of course, moving into the bullpen, has been a starter his entire professional career to this point in 3 shutout innings.
Yeah, it was big for us to bridge the gap there. Losing Peacock was unfortunate because he's just been a very durable, reliable starter for us. Having Musgrove there was really key, and being able to put the middle part of the game and have it under control, not give up any runs, gave our offense a chance to break out a little bit. We kept stretching the lead, got into a comfortable lead till the end. So Joe Musgrove, sort of unspoken hero yesterday, getting those important 9 outs.
Before the rains came in the third inning, George Springer came out of the game, left quad discomfort, did it on a play in the outfield earlier in that ball game. What's Springer's status?
Yeah, we were super conservative about it, just given that a couple things. One, he's one of our best players. Number two, we knew the rain was coming. Before the game, they said around 8:30 it was going to pour on us and we were going to have a delay. So I knew that we were going to have a delay. The field conditions weren't going to get any better. He had a little bit of a tweak in his quad, so it was a very easy decision. He's already lobbying to be in the lineup. He wants to feel good and he wants to contribute. And we avoided, you know, anything big, provided he doesn't come up with any other information today. So conservative route, as you've seen us do with a couple of our injuries.
Making a roster move after the game as well with James Hoyt, who pitched 2 innings last night, getting option to AAA Fresno, and Derek Fisher getting brought up, his second stint in the big leagues. And obviously with Hoyt, got off to a really good start when he first came up in late April, but had really been struggling over the last month and a half, 2 months or so.
Yeah, it starts with fastball command and slider command and confidence and really making pitches to get out of innings. And he's had a hard time. He's gotten burned a little bit by the long ball. And giving up some big numbers. So, you know, his strikeout numbers are good. His run total numbers are bad. We've got to get him right before he can contribute a little bit more at this level. And you know, James Hoyt has been stretches during this season where he's been one of the better strikeout pitchers for us. Also stretches where he's had a hard time getting out. So getting Fish up here, any opportunity that we have, we want to get him back. I don't know how long he's going to be here or how the roster crunch is going to come down, you know, this weekend when we hopefully activate some pitching. But, you know, a couple of games here where we're facing some righties, Fish can come up and play and see if he can stick this time.
I'd imagine also, too, having Derek Fisher here with Springer's quad injury gives you a little bit more coverage in the outfield.
It does, and that's the, you know, that was kind of the thing that pushed it over the edge to bring him, you know, and give us an opportunity to be conservative with George. He's not going to play today. I'm not sure about tomorrow. We have the off day on Thursday, and then we'll see what the Tiger series brings.
Robert, listen to this. Altuve on the road this year is hitting .430.
Wow.
Gosh.
Waves the bat around and taps the first one. It's foul.
So basically on the road, he's, you know, he's like Ted Williams.
Yeah. .430.
That's ridiculous.
This month he's hitting .500.
Everywhere.
Month of July. .430 on the road. That's a big sample. .363 on the season. That pitch misses inside. One ball and one strike to Altuve. I think this is as hot as we've ever seen him, probably these last 3 weeks. Breaking ball is punched down the right field line. That's slicing toward the corner as Nick Williams will have it bounce. And Altuve chugging for second base, his fourth hit of the ball game for the second day in a row.
Are you kidding me?
He is due for a call-up to a different league.
So that's four-hit games for Altuve this year and 24 in his career. First pitch to McCann. And that's hit in the air and pretty deep to right center field. It sends back Williams, and that ball is gone! And the deep right center for Brian McCann, his 13th home run of the year, and the Astros lead it 1-0.
13th home run of the season for Brian. And that was a no-doubter right off the bat. That was going to carry. We've mentioned this is a pretty good hitter's ballpark, but that would have left just about anywhere.
That is McCann's 245th career home run as a catcher, which is ninth all-time. He is one away from tying Jorge Posada for eighth all-time home runs as a catcher.
Hanging out in the Astros clubhouse before game two of this series, Brian McCann, a big hero for the Astros last night. A lot of guys contributed to that game, but you got things going with a big home run to right center field. You love hitting here in Philadelphia, don't you?
It's a good place to hit. You know, it's one of those parks that sets up good for my eye. And, you know, when I came here with the Braves for all those years, you know, you're facing Cliff Lee, Roy Halladay, yeah. Cole Hamels, and places sold out, and Brad Lidge is closing. So, I mean, the atmosphere here was absolutely insane. So you were ready to play every time you came in here.
So you felt that as a visitor, you could ramp up your game when you felt the electricity in the visiting crowd even?
Oh, you better. With yeah. those guys on the mound and the team they had, I mean, they're the year they won the World Series. They were the best team in baseball for a 4 or 5 year span, I felt like. It was hard to come in here and win.
When you look at this lineup that you guys have, and they're starting to put up some historic numbers yeah. right now, and obviously long way to go, but when you look at this lineup, what's so good about it? We say relentless a lot. What do you see?
Man, I see power, speed, athleticism, hand-eye coordination. And then I think the lineup just flows. I think when you see, you know, what Altuve, Springer, Correa have all done has been incredible. But then you talk about Josh Reddick, and then you talk about Gaddy, you talk about Beltran, what he brings. On and on and on. Bregman's he's learning the game right now. He's yeah. learning what pitchers are trying to do to him. So it's just Marwin Gonzalez. I mean, I can keep going and yeah. going. He's and the fact that he wasn't an All-Star is embarrassing.
Yeah.
But he's been as important to anybody on this team, giving guys days off. Playing six positions, man, I can go on. Nori, I mean, it's crazy how many things I could talk about. So, Yuli,
yeah.
So it's just crazy. I mean, up and down the lineup. I mean, it's been a pleasure to watch. I feel like I should be paying a ticket to watch these guys play.
So you left out Jake Marisnik. Do you just not like him?
Yeah, he's got too good a hair. He looks too good. You know what I mean? Like, we can leave him out. He's got enough things going for him.
Okay, you talked about a ballpark fitting your eye, and it's kind of a golf term, and you and mm-hmm. I both like golf, and you got a buddy, Gary Woodland, who's on the tour. What can you translate from golf to baseball? Is there anything?
It's all similar, baseball swing and golf swing. I mean, you got to rotate the hips and let everything else fire after that. I mean, but watching golfers and the preparation they do, Gary Woodland's the hardest working athlete I've ever been around.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys that's obsessed with his craft and puts endless hours in on the range and with his coach. And yeah. there's no measure he won't go to be the best he can be. So his time's coming, and I'm looking forward to that time.
Let me ask you this, because it seems like when I play golf with baseball players, they never notice noise. You know, somebody can be talking. They may apologize after you take a swing. You didn't even hear them. Mm-hmm. Do you ever run into that and feel it's different for golfers who aren't used to noise?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, I think they're used to, you know.
Complete silence.
Yeah, complete silence.
Yeah.
But I think the TP, the Scottsdale tournament's starting to change it a little bit. I think they all tournaments should be like that.
I think they should be able to talk trash to each other.
Absolutely. I think it'd be great. I think
mic them up.
Yes. Yes, I would love that.
All right, me and you will take that to Shark Tank. You ready?
I'm in it.
All right, that's Brian McCann. Great job, buddy. Keep it going.
All right, thank you.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.